Now it's time for Pause for Thought. I'm Rabbi Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Bormwood. One of my roles as a communal rabbi is to teach ancient philosophy and religious works. This summer, a university student in our community asked me to help him deepen his understanding of our tradition. So we met together on a number of occasions to study one-to-one. We chose Ethics of the Fathers, a text dating back about 1,800 years and containing the famous quote from Hillel the Elder, "If I'm not for myself, who will be? But if I'm only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when?" There are three parts to this. Being for oneself means confidently pursuing what interests us. Being for others implies not being so self-centered to the exclusion of helping another. And acting now is because there's no time like the present. We read this age-old quotation on a very hot sunny day in the afternoon, sitting in the shade and sipping ice water in the back garden. Then he told me a shocking story, that in his first year of uni, one of their flatmates had taken his own life. There is no doubt the transition from secondary school to university is a big step forward for young people. But there's nothing more tragic than someone taking their own life for reasons which seem entirely avoidable. In 2013, Sir Anthony Seldon, headmaster who introduced happiness training into Wellington College, called for universities to provide better pastoral care. Suicide is rarely a sudden decision. It usually is the end of a process of emotional isolation. Tragically, it is the second most common cause of death among young people. Some stresses associated with youth suicide include alcohol and substance abuse, academic pressures, and loneliness. Psychologists now have evidence that human beings are hardwired to care for each other, and that serving and helping others raises our self-esteem, while being selfish and solitary does not. Experts also inform that any one of us can help a person in distress by showing them it's all right to discuss their emotions and by explaining that life isn't always perfect. Sitting in that intense heat, Hillel's words, to look out for others, resonated to us as clearly today as they did nearly 2 millennia ago.